shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hello, I'm Joyce Meyer, inviting you to join me right here on Enjoying Everyday Life, where I give you easy and practical ways to live a life you truly love.
Joyce Meyer is heard at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday here on WCNO.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The real battle ever since the cross of Jesus Christ has always been about your faith. If he can get you in doubt, he can get you. If he can get you to believe a lie, he can get you. How many of you know when the adversary of our life, the devil, works his strategies against our life, he finds out that he really can't destroy our faith? For most of the solid Christians, he really can't destroy it. The devil knows he can't get us to walk away. How many of you know if you've been serving the Lord any time, the devil can come up to you with some cocaine and go, "Here, have a line." You're going to look at him and go, "You're crazy, devil. I'll smack you in the mouth. I've been delivered from that stuff. I'm walking in free. I ain't never going back to something like that." The devil knows he can't get you there, because most of us in this room have had a relationship with the Lord long enough to know that we're not going to deny God. We've already seen the benefit of what it means to be a Christian. We've already seen the benefit of being in the covenant. We've seen the benefit of being in the house. Amen. So instead of trying to crush our faith, what he usually does is he tries to neutralize us or paralyze us to the point where we ain't any good to the kingdom of God anymore. We just become laid back. We become casual. We become impartial. Oh, come on. He plans to get us to a place where we can just have enough sometimes to keep us from receiving what we're really supposed to have. He gets us to settle for less. Huh? And we just show up to church and we become content.
The Bible says be content.
But we just become content to have church. Can I tell you, that's not the part where we need to be content. We need to be hungry.
Amen.
For more.
Yes.
Amen? How many know Jesus never came preaching the gospel of the church? He came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. In other words, he didn't say, "I came to take a side." He said, "I came to take over. I'm here to assert my authority and rule the world. I'm here to take over." He came to demonstrate his power in the street. He came to demonstrate his love in the street. He came to demonstrate his power in the mall, on the job, at Walmart. Wherever you go, he wants to demonstrate his goodness and his power. He said, "I'm here to take over. I'm here to change the world. I'm here to change you from the inside out. I'm here to put purpose in you and destiny on the inside of you." Listen, ladies and gentlemen, what Jesus came to do cannot be reduced to the inside of four walls of a church. It is much bigger, much larger. And what he wants to do is to increase our capacity so that we can do what he's called us to do. So how many of you understand that our faith is being challenged this morning? Listen, one of the things that the Lord has been teaching me is that casual Christianity should not be the main form of bringing people to Jesus Christ. We just can't go out there and look good. No. We just can't go out there and act holier than thou. It's about building relationships with people. And you can't be over the top the other way. "You're going to go to hell, you whore."
Oh, dear.
Listen, I've been out on the street with some people to witness that way.
Oh, no.
I am not kidding. That hard. "We're trying to get everybody in heaven we can." Well, you ain't doing nothing but getting people to go to hell.
No.
I kid you not. 3 o'clock in the morning at Daytona, standing out in front of the bar. Girl comes out drunk as she can be. And the guy's holding the Bible, trying to preach to her, and she's trying to get around him. And she says, "I don't want to hear what you got to say. I'm going home." He said, "Well, go on to hell, whore." And I looked at him, I said, are you crazy? He goes, well, the Bible says God hates the workers of iniquity. That is not the way you witness. And you don't walk around acting like you're better than everybody else. You build relationships with people. Come on now. We got churches all over America, people afraid to talk about Jesus. You can't be afraid to talk about Jesus. Well, they might think I'm weird. Who cares? You are weird. Embrace it, baby. Embrace it. I hope you hear this today. The more we let the flame die down, the less influence we have. We look like the church and we sound like the church, but we look less like Jesus and we sound less like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. You know what? Oh, I can't even go down that rabbit trail. Can I just tell you that Jesus spent a little bit of time teaching in the synagogue, but for the most part, he was hanging out in the street. Nah. You ain't hearing me this morning. There is a battle going on for the people that you love. And I want to know, will you be bold and relentless in your faith? Will you work strategy? Will you hug people? Will you love people? Will you be there for them in the crisis of the hour when they need you the most? Are you going to get walked away and get offended because they got 666 tattooed on their arm? Huh? Or they didn't smell right or act right, or they too drunk, or they used to, I can't be around all that language. That's just what that grieves the Holy Spirit. Can I tell you, that don't grieve the Holy Spirit, that grieves your spirit because you're religious. Right. Every word in every language God invented. Uh-huh. Oh, I dropped a bomb on you right there. You don't even know it. Can I tell you, it's really not the word anyway, it's the spirit behind it. You can do more damage with hello than you do with the F word if you want to. Hello. You at Truth Church this morning, baby.
There you go.
There is a battle going on for people this morning. Amen?
Yes.
Will you be bold? Will you be relentless? Or are you going to tone it down so you can get along to go along? I'm just waiting until Jesus comes back. Get me, blow the trumpet, come get me, take me to heaven. You better get busy. You better get busy. Huh? Well, if the offering's good and the church is good, and that's how we're going to measure the success of it. That's not how you measure the success of any church. How good the offering is. Can I tell you, that's the world system. You measure success by how much money you got. That ain't how we measure success in the body of Christ. I measure success by how many people got their marriage healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
By how many people got off drugs this week. I measure success by how many kids came home and healed their relationships with their fathers and their mothers. I measure success by how many young people got a revelation of who Jesus is this week, and all of a sudden there's a hunger on the inside of them. Maybe there's something more to life than they ever thought possible. Am I helping anybody this morning? Sometimes we get so content, we don't care if the altar's full or not. We don't care if the pews are full or not. We're just doing our part. I'm just glad I'm saved. I barely can get myself into heaven. Why am I worried about anybody else? Can I just tell you, the adversary of your life wants to get you trapped in that kind of living, that casual Christianity where you're just self-absorbed with your own problems and you're learning how to overcome your own stuff. And you just say, if I could just trust you, just trust him. Trust him already. Thank you, Kathy. Trust him already. We get some people, we just content to play the church game. You got millions and millions and millions and millions of people showing up to church this morning on Sunday just playing church. I'm here to play my role. Just as I am. Well, just as you are ain't getting you nowhere. You need some Jesus. See, the church can get a wrong belief system too, amen? And stop itself from doing what God's called us to do. And when we buy into that seducing spirit that tries to lull us away into believing that we're having church, but we're really not having church, we get like Samson and we get all wrapped up in Delilah. Next thing you know, we're getting our hair cut off and we're losing all the power that God gave us. And we think we're doing something really good because we just think we're it. But the truth is, we ain't got no power no more. The source of our strength got cut off. Can I tell you, we need to be focused on the rock of Jesus Christ. Amen. I got an easy question today for you. Can you go from one Sunday to the next Sunday and still stay saved? Can you just stay saved from one Sunday to the next Sunday? Do you really believe God's got something for us every day of our life? Amen. When everything goes wrong, can you stay saved? Amen. See, for most of us, that's the big challenge of our life. Can we stay saved when all hell breaks loose? Amen. I mean, God wants us living so far beyond that. Can you stand in the gap when the pressure's on? Can you make it through the storm? Can you make it through the change without giving up? Can you say sorrow might endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning? I want to know, Truth Church, can we do more than we've ever done before? Can we stretch out in faith and really begin to change the neighborhood that God's called us to? Can we get out of our little religious box and just love some people that are unlovable and hang out with some folks that don't know Him and give them the truth? Huh? Can we just embrace some lesbians and some homosexuals and be seen out in public with them? Oh, God, come on now. I got a buddy who got a church down in Lake Worth. He's walking down the street with two lesbians. He had his arm around one, holding the other one's hand, just sharing Jesus with them. And a lady called him next day. She said, "I saw you. What were you doing walking down the road with them two lesbians?" He said, "I was improving my image." When Paul wrote Timothy, he said, "Timothy, I want to entrust something to you. Can I entrust something to you this morning?" God is looking for a church with people that have a capacity to live large. God wants us to live large, amen? It's going to take people with a mentality that want to live and increase the anointing of God in their life every step of the day, every step of their life, every day, to live out loud, to live on fire, to live large for God. Not being so consumed with what's going on in our own personal life, but out there trying to make a difference in somebody else's life. Now, if you want to be content with where you're at, go ahead and just take a nap this morning. You can pass out. That's all right with me. You ain't going to hurt my feelings. Wait for the chili. But I want to challenge you not to keep things at the status quo for your life. And if you're here and you want more manifested glory in your life, if you want new levels of obedience, if you want new revelation, if you want new wisdom, if you want knowledge to abound in you, if you want an overcoming, transforming, reforming kind of life, then let me hear you shout this morning. Hallelujah. It's going to take a shout to live large for God. Let Him live big in you. Let Him live big. Amen. Touch somebody and say, "Live big in God." I really ain't got a problem with hanging out with people that don't have anything, but I do have a problem hanging out with people that don't want to be anything.
Amen.
Pastor won't spend no time with me. Well, do something. Find you a place where there's something that you enjoy doing, and find some sinners that enjoy doing the same thing.
There you go.
Amen.
And go hang out with them. You don't have to participate in what they're participating in. Come on, I ride with a bunch of guys every Thursday night. When they all take off and go to the strip club, I go get pizza. Come on. But for the 3 or 4 hours that we're together, I'm loving on them. No, you ain't heard me this morning. I believe there's people in our church that are believing God for the ability to live in the capacity of largeness. Come on now, amen? Say, "God, enlarge my borders. God, increase me. God, I want to walk at a new level. I want to walk at a different level. I want to go. I want to see more. I want to do more. I want to be more." Huh? Listen, there's people in here this morning. God wants to reveal mysteries to you, things that you've never understood, things that you could never comprehend. And when you start living that life of faith, He wants to deposit in you mysteries and revelations about things that you've always wondered about. But He's just waiting on you to seek Him. See, we've settled for less. We've settled for, "Well, I don't understand it. I guess it's all OB." No. God wants to enlighten you and help you understand things and truth and revelation so that you can be more than you ever thought you could be. Amen?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
He wants you to become a people that will not be silenced and pushed into a corner, a people that will rise up and declare the truth of God's word. And come on, it makes no difference who is against you, because it doesn't matter. If God's for you, who can be against you?
That's right.
He's on your side. You ain't